Why is it that God will often choose a difficult path for us? It happened to the Apostle Paul and to Barnabas and to John Mark. They had just finished ministering in the island of Cyprus, and they decided to leave Cyprus and head to a town in Pisidia, which is modern-day Turkey. They had to cross over a portion of the Mediterranean to a town called Perga, and the road from Perga to Antioch reportedly was one of the most difficult and dangerous in the whole world. And it was a daunting path that the Holy Spirit was leading them on. So much so that John Mark, who was probably just a very young man, probably just a teenager, decided he wanted no part of. And his uncle Barnabas, who was with Paul, sent him on home. Let's read about it in Acts chapter 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his company departed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. I think the Lord has marked out a very difficult and dangerous path for the church in these last days. I believe that we are in that time that is spoken about in the book of Revelation, where great persecution will be loosed upon the church. It has begun for some time now in many places around the world, and many, many, many brothers and sisters in Christ have lost their lives in standing up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many who have lost their possessions and homes. There are many who live as second-class citizens. There are many who suffer persecution of various kind and live under oppression because they name the name of Jesus Christ and they stay faithful to His name. And I believe that that is only going to get worse in these last days. But God has called on His church, that is to all the people who believe in Jesus Christ, no matter what the sign says over the door of the church house, that Jesus has called His church to be faithful and to endure and to stand by the truth and to stand by Jesus, and He has promised He will stand by us. But the way will be difficult. The pressure will increase. But I believe that Jesus is going to bring all things to an end. However, we have a role to play. We have a difficult path to walk, and please God, give us grace that we may walk it faithfully in integrity and in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You that You are always with us. Thank You for Jesus Christ and the Spirit which moves us and comforts us and helps us. If You mark out a difficult path for us, it is for the sake of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I pray that You would help us to be faithful and to not shrink back from the difficult tasks ahead and the difficult way that is set before us. For Jesus did not shrink back from the way of the cross. He scorned its shame, and He went with joy to the cross and sat down at Your right hand. Let us go with joy to the path that is set out before us, Lord, whether it be easy or difficult, whether there be obstacles in the way, whether there be dangers in the way, whether there be death in the way. We will follow You and be Yours. Give us that grace we need, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.